get it underway here on Downtown, though, by welcoming in member of the group The String Revolution. You're listening to their latest single, nominated for a Grammy Award. Their version of the Johnny Cash classic, Folsom Prison Blues. That's The String Revolution. We're happy to be joined by founding member Janet Robin. Janet, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Great. It's wonderful to have you here with us. Love your take on Folsom Prison Blues, and quite a story of not only how it came together, but where you recorded it and the people involved. Can you tell us a little of the background about this?
Oh, sure, yes. Well, you know, Johnny Cash's classic. We are a guitar trio with no vocals, so everything we do is instrumental. And we have done some covers before. We wanted to do another one, and usually when we approach arranging covers, we try to change them up, you know, especially since they don't have vocals. And I had worked with John Carter Cash in the past on other projects, and he, of course, is Johnny Cash's son, and he is also a music producer, and he runs Johnny's personal recording studio down in Nashville. And I talked to the boys in the band, and I said, you know, maybe we should do a Johnny Cash song. And what about Folsom Prison Blues? You know, great song. And then I said, you know, we could work with John Carter and you know, first of all, I want to get his blessing to do it. And then I thought, well, what better place to record it at? And so, you know, we sent him the demo. He loved our arrangement. He said, I'm in. Let's do it. And you should come down. He said specifically, y'all should come down to Cash Cabin, and let's record it here. And so that's what we did. And pretty much like the day before we went in the recording session, we decided maybe we could have a special guest playing the melody line. And, you know, we were in a pinch and we just couldn't think of, well, who could we get? And preferably, obviously, somebody who lived local in Nashville. And we thought of the great maestro himself, Tommy Emmanuel. Who is never home. He was always on the road. But he just happened to be in town the day we were going in the studio.
Wow.
And he had never met John Carter. He'd never been to Cash Cabin. And he loved the song. And he, you know, decided, yeah, I'm going to do it. So he came down that day, laid down his part. And then we mixed it all together. And here we are with grateful to have one, but a Grammy nomination.
So. Well, and everything you guys do is so cool, and it's so original, even with songs that we know, but you take them and give them such a great new sound, and it's often amazing that you're thinking, well, there's no percussion. Nope, that's just the guitars that they do. How does the arrangement process take place?
Oh, it's a very long-winded situation because we usually go through a lot of different, you know, variations of how we want the song to sound. And I think we all feel as musicians that, again, if you're going to do a cover, especially a classic, you know, you got to make it your own, right? You got to make it your own sound. You got to give it new life, breathe new life into it. Nothing wrong with covering it exactly like how it is, but we're not really a tribute band, you know, we're composers as well. So we just, you know, took a lot of liberties with the song. And I think, you know, people haven't heard the song the way that we've done it. And it does breathe new life into it. You know, sometimes these classic songs, you don't hear them all the time. And even like the younger generation don't know this song or even know who he is, you know, Johnny Cash. And so there's some merit, I think, in bringing back to life some of these classic songs in a new way, especially since it's all guitar. You know, you got to make it really special, and you don't want to lose the soul of the original, but, of course, you want to put your own stamp on it, too.
Now, you played with Lindsey Buckingham for a number of years. When did you get the idea for the String Revolution?
Well, oddly enough, bringing up, you know, my work with Lindsey, that was sort of a, you know, impetus to start an all-instrumental guitar band, because the incarnation of the band I was in with Lindsey Buckingham was his first solo touring band. So after the first time he left Fleetwood Mac, he had put out a new record called Out of the Cradle. This was back in the 90s. And he had actually never toured live with a band on his own, you know, record. So he put together what he likes to call a guitar army. And that particular band had five guitar players, two percussion players, a drummer, bass, and keys. So, you know, the sound of all the guitars together and the way that he arranged things, it was so inspiring to me. And, you know, even though I'm also a singer-songwriter, guitar really is my first instrument. And I got really, I think, just inspired by the fact that you can have a lot of guitars in one band and make it work and not have it sound like, you know, just noise, you know? So that was kind of the inspiration to start this band. I think now about 8 years ago.
Well, your first EP, Stringborn, featured an unbelievably awesome take on Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. That is so good.
Thank you. Yeah, that was our first record. We had a couple of different guys in the band at the time. We had a few changes a couple of years ago. They went on to nothing bad. You know, they just moved on to other projects, and one left the country, went back to Europe. And, you know, that was the first incarnation of the String Revolution. And I was thinking, you know, we should do a cover on each record or EP that we put out, just because, you know, it's cool. And it kind of, you know, attracts people to a new band, you know. So thank you for that. Yeah, ever since that first one, then we had, I think, Red Drops, right? And then we had Englishman in New York. We did that cover on our second EP. And then we've been releasing singles ever since. And last year we released a version of Crazy Train on the Ozzy Osbourne song, and of course written also by Randy Rhoads, guitarist, you know, for Ozzy Osbourne, who was also my guitar teacher.
Right, and you were what, the am I right, the only female student that he's ever had?
I think he had maybe a few others, but they didn't stay, you know, they just took a few lessons. As far as I know, I was the only one that like lasted all the way through him getting the gig with Ozzy, and I was also the youngest student at the time. And he was teaching out of his mom's music school, which just happened to be around the corner from my parents' house, and of course that made it easy for them to say, all right, you can go to guitar lessons. you know, Randy wasn't the famous name back then. He was in a local rock band at the time called Quiet Riot. And it wasn't the Quiet Riot that became big. That they became big after his death, unfortunately. But, I was taught by a master, and I knew he was a master. And I think he's one of the reasons I'm still playing guitar. And a couple of years ago when he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I really wanted to do something special for him and his family, who I still stay in touch with. So I thought, okay, well, if we're going to do another cover, let's do it now. Let's do the Crazy Train song, you know, for Randy. And that was when I first got the idea of having a guest. And that one included the great Billy Idol guitarist, Steve Stevens. So he did an incredible sort of like nylon guitar string solo on that version of Crazy Train. And again, that song we completely changed as well. So yeah, proud of our versions that we, well, people might say that you know, have completely bastardized. I think most people really enjoy it. You know, I mean, you can always listen to the original, can't you? Right?
Yeah.
If you want to listen to that song in a new way, and especially one that doesn't have vocals, then, you know, listen to the String Revolution. You know, this is what we do. This is one of our things we do. We do have, of course, lots of originals that I'm very proud of. And again, it helps, I think, a new artist to do some covers to bring people into the sphere of a band like the string revolution. You can enjoy our covers, and then you might hear some originals you really like as well.
Right, that's what I was going to say. You come for the covers, hearing these songs in an absolutely brand new way, and then stay for the terrific originals as well and get the full string revolution experience. Well, love the version of Folsom Prison Blues. It's so great to have that Grammy nomination. We wish you luck with that, and thanks so much for making some time for us, and we look forward to all the great new music you'll be making in the future, Janet.
Thank you so much, and I hope we can come up there and play someday, preferably when there's not a windstorm.
That would be the best time, and I would say stay away from the snow, too, but any other time, those two golden months of the year when it's nice, that's the time to be here.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you so much, Janet. Appreciate it. Janet Robin from the String Revolution with us here on Downtown.